Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Gelling.
The other day, I saw a picture of our Earth taken from space. I'm sure you've seen it too. It pops up every now and again on television, especially when a program features something about astronauts or space exploration.
Astronomers have recently seen the most distant object ever recorded from planet Earth. It's a small galaxy some 12.3 billion light years from Earth. Now, a light year is the distance light travels in a vacuum in 1 year. That's about 5.8 trillion miles. If you're good at maths, you could tell how many hours it'd take us to get there.
Back in 2009, the world celebrated the landing of the first moonwalk. Man has always had ambitions to go beyond Earth and to reach out into space.
Genesis, the first book in the Bible, tells of a great leader at the dawn of history called Nimrod, a great dictator and ruler who, according to historians, was the possible instigator of the building of the Tower of Babel. The Genesis record suggests that that building was man's way to try to get to heaven.
Some years ago, the singer Frank Sinatra sang and recorded the song, "I Did It My Way." And that's exactly what man is doing today. Doing everything man's way, but not God's way. The Almighty God who made this mighty universe loves us with a love that goes way beyond our human comprehension.
As we gaze out into space and beyond, we realize we're just specks in this vast cosmos. And yet God, the great creator, is a personal being whom Scripture tells us is a God of love, and that we are worth more to him than all his billions of galaxies out there in space.
When our world was created, the Bible tells us our first parents, Adam and Eve, were made last in the creation order. The Bible records that we alone were made for a direct and intimate contact with God. Consequently, we stand in a unique relationship with him. The Bible says God is love, and it was because of his love that we were brought into being.
There's a great search going on for extraterrestrial intelligence. That search was officially instituted back in 1984. It involved scientists from certain universities. They were hoping to get signals which would indicate purposeful communication from someone out there, as they put it. And billions of dollars have been spent on this very expensive exercise.
Interestingly, scientists are willing to spend billions on space exploration. They're trying to prove there are beings out there. But few take the slightest interest in tuning in to the God who is there. The fact is, he has contacted us through his prophets and, more importantly, by his son Jesus Christ. When a man or a woman is presented with the truth and willfully walks away from that truth, then the result is that they believe a lie. We have a problem, and that problem is the fact of sin. Sin darkens the mind, and the result is a willingness to believe the lie. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." This Bible statement is an embarrassment to those who will not believe what God has said in his word.
In the film Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, Professor Richard Dawkins says he cannot accept the existence of God. When pressed, Dawkins said he had no idea how life began, but is confident that it didn't start with God. Instead, he offered this theory. Somewhere in the universe, at some time, a civilization evolved high in technology that seeded our planet with life. So he believes in the concept of a highly intelligent design force, but this designer simply cannot be the God revealed in the Bible.
Today we're offering a free booklet entitled The Man You Must Confront. Simply write to us at Vantage Point, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170, or contact us via the website communicationradio.com. And remember, Jesus Christ is God's answer to your every need.